New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Forgot to turn the light on. Got blinded there for just a second. This is going to be fun. Flagship program of the week, 49ers versus Patriots. We got scouting reports, film breakdowns, tendencies, scheme, injury reports, practice reports. You name it, we got it. Predictions, bets. It's the all-encompassing show of the week. We have 12 pages of notes, by the way. Shout out to my man, Josh, executive producer of today's show. And we're going to have fun. We're going to dive in. A lot of Patriots talk just to kind of know what's going on with them. We'll talk some 49ers, of course, how the attacks, what the best matchups are each week. And, man, I took a little bit of time before today's show to look back on our first 3 weeks. I hate to say it. Like, we're doing pretty good as far as acknowledging where the team's advantages are on both sides of the ball, what the biggest issues are on both sides of the ball. 49ers win if this, 49ers lose if that. So hopefully we paint a very clear picture. Obviously, we're a Niners show, and I'm a Niners guy, and I'm wearing Niners stuff and all those things. But, you know, again, my first time whenever I got hired as a coach was, you know, scouting other teams, and it was this constant look. These are the things that we should be worried about. If you were to tell me the Patriots win this game, which I do not think that they will, this is the largest spread in the NFL this week, but 49ers have been favored in every game this year, and they're 1-2. It is the largest spread in the NFL this week. Like, this is the most lopsided projected game in the NFL this week. But there are ways and keys to the game that if the Patriots can exploit these Niner vulnerabilities, which have showed through 3 weeks, any given Sunday. I think the 49ers are going to win this game. Spoiler alert. I'm not good at this building climatic, you know, whatever. indeed, I'm not. I do think the 49ers are going to win. Do I think they're going to cover the now 10.5-point spread? We'll find out. We'll find it. See, there's a little bit of teaser there. Shout out to the man, Juan Gonzalez, the godfather of the 49ers Rush podcast. Any clips you see at today's show are compliments none other than the great Juan Gonzalez. RTP, my man. What's up? good people. Celestial, love all the hashtag CCs. What's up, Dave? Permaculture, Kevin. Man, we got everybody in here, even the guitar man. I love it. Now, Quinn says, way too many injuries. You are correct, Quinn. It is bad out there. Now, here's the good news. The 49ers are injured very, very badly. Yes. Patriots are injured even more so, which is crazy to say. Now, do they have a CMC? They don't. But like, if we just look at the IR, suspended, NFI, whatever, their best player on their roster, Christian Barmore, their defensive tackle's out. He's probably not going to be playing much this year, if at all. They traded away Matthew Judon, their best pass rusher, right before the season started. Chukwu Okafor, he's suspended. Taki Taki, their best linebacker's out. Kendrick Bourne, arguably their best wide receiver out. Cole Strange, one of their best linemen's out. O'Shane Jimenez, one of their situational pass rushers out. Jake Andrews out. Marte Mapu, Sac State, baby. Sadly, he's on IR as well. Armon Watts out. Juwan Bentley, their best linebacker, team captain, defensive captain out. Those are just the IR guys. We'll get to the practice report. So, yeah, the 49ers, and this is the NFL in general. The 49ers have been familiar with this. Injuries happen. The NFL, you look across, man, you're not getting sympathy from anybody. One, you got beat by a team last week that had way more injuries than you dreamt about. Look at the Raiders. Yikes. One, just to be a Raiders fan sucks. But then you look at all the injuries. Yikes. You got people making business decisions, all that stuff. It's bad. It's bad. Yeah, Trent's questionable for Sunday. He's got a little toe acting up. Can't plant off that toe. Can't drive off that toe. That is scary. And understand, we are proceeding with the information that we have available. I'm trying to do my best, like Herm Edwards or Mike Singletary voice, right? Like, because we don't know. Debo, I expect to play. I know he's going to miss, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. John Lynch says, he heals faster. I don't really take a lot of what John Lynch says. In season, out of season, free agency draft, sure. In season, he doesn't have much going on with the day-to-day. He's around. But I do expect Debo to play. He's questionable right now. Is Trent going to play? He's questionable right now. Is Talanoa Funga going to play? Yeah, he rolled his ankle in practice. That's a killer. He didn't practice on Friday. So I'm already way off. I have like scripted show, right? It's thrown out the window. I'm already on page like 5. We brought up injuries, and now I'm just like, whatever. We're just doing this. But yeah, Trent Williams did not practice on Friday. Hufanga did not practice on Friday. Charvarius Ward did not practice on Friday, but it's not injury related. It's a personal matter. I really hope everything's fine with the Ward family. Obviously, he hasn't been playing well, but you know, whenever I see these personal matters, missing time, man, you know, you always hope for the best, but gosh, something's going on with the family. You know, that's just where my head goes all the time. And I just pray for that family and just hope everything's all right with the Ward family. I have no idea what's going on. But to walk away from something like that on a personal matter, it just scares me. I always get like, whatever. It's what it is. Like, here's what's crazy. All right, we're going to go down a little John Chapman rabbit hole. I apologize. But like, whenever I was coaching, a lot of the Chapman family tragedies, we've had a whole lot of family members pass away, brothers, sisters, you know, I've got a very large family. Every single time it happened was during football season. And every single time I found out, I was on the football field, right? So like, I'm at practice, my phone's blowing up. I'm not answering, but I have to keep it for, you know, school reasons or whatever. And then you answer it. It's like, oh, so-and-so just died unexpectedly. All right. So like, anytime I see that, it's just always like, man, I really, really hope everything's all right. But back to the Niners' point of view, like, it's rough out there on these streets. Jordan Elliott, who was about to be elevated to start with Hargrave out for the season, now he's hurt. There's a report that he was carted off, that there was a report that he was limited. Now he's questionable. No clue. Nobody asked a damn question about it, of course. But a prospective starting defensive tackle that's filling in, we know nothing about. We're just completely in the dark. D. Winters, questionable with his ankle. We could really use him. George Kittle, I do think, is 100%, not 100% back. That's probably not the way to use it. Here we'll go. We'll go to Kittle himself right here. Kittle, What's happening this week?
Yes. Was I limited yesterday? I didn't feel like it. No, very excited to play football.
I'll take that. And, you know, any positive news is good news. I said on this same show last week that I thought Kittle was going to play. I was wrong. I'm wrong consistently. I do not have inside information. Whatever I say, I expect Kittle to play last week. That's how I felt going into it. I expect Debo to play this week. That's how I feel going into it. No inside information. I don't want inside information. That's just what it is. Now, let's see here. Antoine, I like this. We're getting started off on the right track. Antoine, John, I'd rather pay you to be special teams coordinator. My first coordinator position was special teams. But I'm definitely not an NFL caliber coach or anywhere close to that. If the 49ers offered me the job, I'd probably take it. But it would not be good for 49ers fans, I can tell you that. I'm not a Brian Schneider guy at all. Not even close. But you know who is? Good old Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, I got a lot of confidence in Brian. I mean, you know, he's...
I can't make it further than 3 seconds into that clip. But that is our head coach, and we will support him. And that's what the head coach should say, right? To the media, that is how it should be projected. The head coach always has the backs of the players and the coaches in front of the media. That's just period. Outside in the locker room on the practice field, not so fast. That those closed door meetings, yeah, they get intense. They get intense, and they should be. And the Kyle Shanahan, Brian Schneider meetings should be really intense. It should be weekly. Now, what's Shanahan's leadership style in these situations where somebody's costing you multiple games back-to-back? We don't know. And probably not until, you know, 15 years down the road where coaches are on other teams, do they spill the beans about what's going on? I don't know, man. I don't know. It's bad. Now, sticking with the practice report, since we're out of order, let's also do the Patriots. We did the IR. We did the suspended, the NFI, all that stuff. They've got guys out this week, too. Alex Austin, one of their cornerbacks, he's out. He's not one of their starters. Anthony Jennings, the linebacker, is questionable. Mike Jordan, offensive line, he's a backup guy. He's out. Vidarian Lowe, left tackle starter, he's questionable. I expect him to play this week. Jonathan Jones, their number two corner, questionable. City Sal, another tackle slash guard hybrid, whatever. He's questionable. He's missed the last couple of weeks. That'd be a real boost getting their left guard. He'll start at left guard if he is active. Caden Wallace, another tackle. He's another backup left tackle. He's been abused terribly. He's questionable as well. So again, the Niners got a lot of energy, you know, injuries. I'm not trying to say they don't. I'm saying they're not getting any sympathy from the Patriots fans, team, front office, because I would make the argument they are more banged up than we are. Maybe, I mean, obviously the CMC offensive player of the year in the NFL is out. That's bigger than any injury that they have. But their Fred Warner, which he's not Fred Warner, but he's the captain, calls their defense. He's out. They literally had to elevate a captain because they didn't have enough captains. Like that's the status that they're in. Doesn't mean sympathy. That's not what we're going for. I'm just saying we focus on a Niners-centric mentality, and we only pay attention to kind of our world. I'm guilty of that as well. But they're pretty banged up, too. They're 1-2. We're 1-2. Neither team has started off the year the way that they wanted to. Now, the difference... Patriots played Thursday. This is one of 7 games that the 49ers will be at a rest disadvantage, the most of the NFL by a lot. I don't think any other team has more than 3 games at a disadvantage. We have 7, relatively normal. We get screwed by the schedule makers every year. That's what it is. They have no true wide receiver threat. Their offense is very similar in the way they built their personnel to the Green Bay Packers, where they have a bunch of number 2 wide receivers. The only difference is, I don't think the Patriots have a number 2 wide receiver. I think they're all number 3 wide receivers. They're not bad NFL players. There's just nobody. There's nobody. And so it's kind of weird. And yeah, they've got, you know, some good players. Jermichael Hasty's on their team. That's awesome. Keon White's probably their best player now. Their defensive end out of Georgia Tech. Offensively, I don't know who their best player really is. Probably Ramondre Stevenson, their running back. But they've just struggled. You know, week one, they beat Cincinnati in Cincinnati 16-10. They lost to Seattle in overtime, 23-20. Then they lost, got blown out to the Jets last Thursday night, 24-3. And so it kind of seems like they're trending down. We'll see. Now they got to travel all the way across the country. Yeah, they got the extra rest days, which helps, but that's a long trip. That is a long trip. 49ers 1-2. We know what that is. This is new. You know, Brock Purdy, this is the first time in Brock Purdy's career that he's been under 500. Here's what he said about that.
I mean, that's just part of the NFL and being a professional in a professional sport. Like, everybody's really good. Last year means absolutely nothing. And, you know, every time we show up on Sunday, man, it's, you're going to get everybody's best shot. It's the NFL. And we all have to be real with that. We have to have the mindset of going and taking it, you know, every Sunday, and nothing's ever going to be given to us. And so, you know, obviously it's early in the season, but still, like, every game matters. And so, you know, we're just going to take it one day at a time and not freak out about anything, but at the same time, zone in on the stuff that we need to be better at and actually get better. So, and that starts, you know, tomorrow, watching the film, recovering, and then at practice. So, but we have guys that have been through this kind of stuff before. We have guys that have been through these experiences. And so, you know, we're professionals and we'll regroup, and we got a great culture, a great organization, and we'll move forward.
Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this, I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in, you pick your portfolio, it goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard every week in September. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that, again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams' one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition, now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition, as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You know, I love this. Permaculture, appreciate you. Brock says all the right things. How do people not love this guy? I don't know. I think people get upset because their quarterbacks might not be performing. And so they look around and they see somebody like a Brock that's like a ho-hum, country, yeehaw, you know, I'm nice, whatever, you know, shop at Kohl's type of guy. And they see where he's drafted and he's not big. He's not strong. He doesn't have a rocket arm, any of those things. But the intangibles are all off the charts. And so whenever you look at your Trevor Lawrence, who's the first overall pick, it's supposed to be the best since Andrew Luck, rocket arm, 6'6", hair of a Greek goddess, whatever. And he sucks. I'm just going to be honest. Trevor Lawrence has all the tools in the world. He's not a good quarterback. So I think that's where a lot of it comes from. And then also, whenever you talk about the letter networks, whether that's, you know, ESPN, FS1, NFL's not nearly in the category of those, but a lot of those pundits that, you know, I always get the clips emailed to me, they don't watch football. They sure as hell don't watch coaches tape. They might watch Red Zone, but a lot of interns write their opinions, and it's easy to crap on guys that don't have a giant national backing at the start. So they made fun of Brock whenever it started, and people won't change opinions with new information. This is the United States of America. Sadly, I think that's just human whatever. You remember when we thought like more information would make everybody smarter? Turns out that's not the case. And we see this in 49ers circles and just in 49ers Twitter or conversations or content creators. Like, you would assume having all of this information and film and stuff accessible to you would make you smarter about football. However, that is not the case. You don't have to go very far to figure out, man, a lot of people just don't understand football. And I'm not saying that I'm right all the time. That's not it at all. I think it's the second time so far today. I'm wrong all the time. But, oh, man, thank you, Sentinels. Idiocracy is real. That is right. It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes. It's what plants crave. You mean toilet water? Anyway, sorry. Great movie. If you didn't get that reference, I still love you. Go check it out. Idiocracy, one of the greatest movies of all time. Now, the 49ers wanted to. Obviously, you handle the Jets easily. Week one, you lose a heartbreaker. Special team sucks. Defense sucks. Turnovers, you name it. Week two to the Vikings on the road. You lose to the Rams in a heartbreaker. And this might be my favorite thing that I heard last week after the loss to the Rams. Was Kyle Shanahan was asked how the locker room is.
Just how disappointing of a loss that was. You know, I knew everyone was pissed without them having to tell me, and we should be.
That's huge. So you get this 49ers team that has been the number one seed in the playoffs and favored in every single game across – you know, back-to-back seasons and all that stuff. My wife's calling me. I'm recorded, baby. Love you. I'll call you back soon. She's out on vacation, so I don't get to talk to her too often. That was a one-way sided conversation. I hope she heard that and she doesn't think I hung up on her. You guys are going to let her know. Miss Chapman, John Chapman did not hang up on you. He was trying to alert you live show. She should subscribe to the show and have her notifications on. She would know that. Support me. Come on, man. Let's go. We got some spam in the chat. Yep. We're just going to ban them and delete those comments. There we go. That's done. Thank you. Where are my moderators at? Let's go. Now, the whole idea, the 49ers have been the front runners. Everybody tells them how great they are, how great your roster is, and whatever else. Now, you're pissed? All right. This is new. Debo saying, I'm going to miss 2 weeks on a show, right? Kyle says 2 to 3 weeks. Debo says 2 weeks. Now Debo's like, I'm healthy. Kittle's like, oh, I was limited? I didn't feel it. I'm healthy. Like, it's this resurgence of, all right, y'all done messed up, right? You done messed up, A.A. Ron. That's where we are. That's where we are. And so you talk about just the status of the 49ers, it's one of being pissed off. This is not good news for the New England Patriots. Now, the question is, can they change that? Can they go out there and be able to say, all right, we're going to take over, we're going to dominate, and we're going to do whatever the hell it is that we want to do to the opposing team? That's what you want to happen. That's what I'm excited about. And so that's what I want to see. Now, we look at these overall units, PFF rankings, right? Offense for the Patriots, 24th, not good. Defense, 13th. All right. Special teams, 5th. The biggest disadvantage of this game. You'll never hear me not talk about special teams. It's what it is. Overall, they're 18th. 49ers, offense, 2nd. Defense, 12th. That's a push. Special teams, 20th, our biggest thing. Brian Schneider should not be a coach in the NFL. Overall, 5th. Take that for what you will. Now, you look at just who the Patriots are. They're going through a huge change. Bill Belichick's not there. They moved on. They hired Jared Mayo, who I really, really like. And here's Kyle's kind of comments on Jared Mayo, who's in charge of the defense, obviously, and the Patriots, how they run their team and their defense.
It looks very similar to how it's always looked in New England. I mean, there are multiple looks, multiple fronts. They play the run very physically. I mean, I think they're top 5 this year, and last year I think they were top 2. So the way they stop it with their front 7, the way their front players 2-gap, how good their safeties are in tackling, and when they do play man coverage, where they do quite a bit, you know, their secondary is as good as there is at it.
So you've got this, like, they're so similar. And whenever I was going through the tape this week and watching the Patriots play, they're similar. They build exact opposite of the 49ers on defense. They have great corners, great DBs. D-line, a little bit of an issue. They build DBs out, then in. That's just the way it's always been with Saban, with Belichick, with Patricia, with all, like, that's just what they do. They focus on the secondary. Now, Jared Mayo, if we look at just kind of his career, pretty impressive. First African-American coach in New England's history. That's a big deal for Boston, if you've been to Boston. That's a big deal there. Rookie coach and players. It's pretty cool because, you know, he was in New England all the way as a player. He was a first round pick, number 10 overall, back in 2008. Played there for 8 years, Super Bowl champion as a player, defensive rookie of the year. I mean, it sounds like D'Amico Ryans, right? All pro, Pro Bowl, all those, whatever. Then he became a coach in 2019. Now he's the head coach. He got fast tracked. This is a 100% owner handpicked replacement for Bill Belichick. That's just what it is. Now, their offensive coordinator, I think this is probably the biggest flaw of their entire building. Alex Van Pelt, I don't think, is a good offensive coordinator. You watch the tape and you're just like, I don't understand what you're building on. He's like, how do I say this? Oh, yeah. You look at the guy that's with Chicago, that was with Seattle, and I was so thankful, whatever, Shane Waldron. He's like a Shane Waldron mixed with who's the Philly coordinator now? He used to play for Boise State. Oh my gosh, why is his name? I'm such an idiot. I know his freaking name. I can see. I draw a stupid horse face. Goodness. Somebody help me out here. I got Kellen Moore. He's like Kellen Moore, but without the cool plays. Like, nothing builds on each other. I understand the philosophy he's behind. And again, another player that, you know, he was drafted by the Steelers. He was a quarterback, Alex Van Pelt, their offensive coordinator. Wasn't very good in his career. Played for Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Buffalo. Then as a coach, went to NFL Europe. Mad respect. The Frankfurt Galaxy, love that. University of Buffalo. Then he got on with Buffalo, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, Cincinnati, Cleveland. He was there, didn't like it. Now he's in New England. Not a good OC. It's just not good. Take that for what it is. Now, their defensive coordinator, DeMarcus Covington, Super Bowl champ with New England. He's been there for a long time. Young DC, only 35 years old. Like, this is a lot. This is battle of the young OC, like DCs that don't have much experience. The difference is we have Jared Mayo, who's a defensive coach, helping out Covington. They're a good defense. We have Kyle Shanahan not really helping out, you know, our DC. I'm sure he's telling him what to do, but it's been terrible. I say that it's been terrible. We have comparable same defenses. We have a lot more talent, but they're doing more with less. We're doing less with more, if that makes sense. Goodness. Let's see here. Now, we talked injuries. We went through that. Now, the history of this matchup, the 49ers and Patriots have played 14 times. Niners are 9-5. Get to that 10-5. We got to double this team up. That's what I'm saying. Those are rookie numbers. Bump them up. Our last matchup with them was October 25th, 2020. 49ers won 33-6. Jimmy G against Cam Newton, man. Jared Stidham was the backup. Cam Newton threw three picks. Jimmy G threw two picks. Stidham threw one pick. Six picks in one game. That's ridiculous. Jeff Wilson. Jamichael Hasty was on our team. He's on their team now. That's just where it is. Rex Burkhead played. Man. It's and last time we played, Kevin Givens had a sack. People forget how long Kevin Givens has been on this team. He has been here forever, and I freaking love it. Kevin Givens probably going to be starting. Like, that is a real thing. Now, we're not doing home game events or anything like that, but our next big event is going to be in Seattle for that Thursday night game. We're going to be having such a good time. And if you're going to any 49ers road games, you guys got to come check us out. All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. Big Papa, he says, Seattle was a blast last year. I'm headed up there again. That's what I'm talking about. That's going to be fun. Seattle's just such a cool venue where we're at. We're one block from the stadium, and we have complete control. We've done parties there 3 years in a row. We have complete control of the premises, which is awesome. We've had huge parties up to, you know, 280. We had Thanksgiving there last year. People came and brought their families. I brought my family. It was so cool. But we're going to have a Wednesday night party there. At the press box, one block from the stadium, and then we'll be back there for the tailgate and walk to the stadium together. It's just such a cool environment. It is awesome. So, look at this. I saw a couple questions. I keep dodging them. Thoughts on Ayuk? I hate it. I hate it. The video, I mean, whenever I started coaching freshman football, we used to have to dress code players. I mean, we had three freshman football teams, whenever I was there, like, it was a lot of guys, and you would always have to dress code players. You're talking about Brandon Ayuk wearing the wrong color shorts, but bringing the right color shorts in his pocket for some reason. Here's the thing, and whatever. I didn't want to go live yesterday because I knew it would be all about that. So I was about to go live. Then that happened. I was like, screw it. I'm not doing that. I don't want to spend more time on this. And like, people don't, I love Brandon Ayuk, and I think he's a great football player. I hated what he did this offseason. I couldn't stand it from the start. And you can look, like, I think this is show 1,220-something. I don't have... Here we go. I got it right here. 1,226. I've done 1,226 episodes talking about 49ers. When Brandon Ayuk signed his extension, I didn't do a show. I didn't like it. I didn't want to put that negativity out there. And so I just did do a show. And so a lot of times, I don't do shows because there's so many other Niners shows. It gets lost in the sauce or whatever else, and I'll let it go. I don't think the shorts is that big of a deal, okay? But it's you add that with context to all the other things, and it's just like, we'll see. Yeah, but it's just a lot of those. And it's just like, man, how many of those are we going to have? You know what I mean? And I'm very thankful that Brandon Ayuk is a part of this team. And maybe him being pissed off is a bad thing. We saw him be put in the doghouse and come out and ball out after that. Maybe that's what needs to happen again. Like, look, here, and I'll say this. Here's Brock Purdy talking about Brandon Ayuk. This was 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
I mean, you know, for me, I think he looks pretty good and stuff, but I don't, you know, I'm drawing back and going, BA's not like what he's been like. I don't think that at all. I think for me, I just try to go through my reads, and he's been where he needs to be. And, you know, there's probably a couple routes maybe in certain looks where we both could have been better on some stuff, but that's just like, you know, early in the season stuff, if you ask me. So I know that we'll continue to get.
And like, that was 3 weeks ago. And we're still asking the same questions. I don't care what you put out the separation stuff. Obviously, if you watch our films on the 49ers Rush or our Patreon, and I go through and I highlight every single route, every single block, every single we were on Ayuk watch this week to determine, okay, are the narratives true or not? Dude, there's nobody that could tell me that was a good game for Brandon Ayuk. Not blocking, not route running, not catching the ball. Were there some good plays? Of course there were. Did he play to the $30 million caliber? God, no. Has he yet this year? God, no. Has he ever had a good game when Debo's out? He has not. Not one. So I love Ayuk, and I really hope something changes. This is just one more straw, you know, on the camel's back. Is it breaking? I don't think so. Kyle, I think, handled it really well. I gained a lot of respect for Kyle in there. Nobody's above the team. And whenever you walk into the 49ers locker room, there's three team rules. I don't know if anybody's ever seen this. Maybe I got to put a picture out. It's stay humble, protect the team, ignore the noise. Those are the three things out on top of the thing. You walk into the Niners locker room at home, stay humble, protect the team, ignore the noise. Those are the three things. I don't know, man. I don't know. Ed says, make Ronnie Bell wear the red shorts. Oh, yeah, that's awesome. So not a big deal, but it is a deal, and it just adds on. Like, it's what it is. And Shanahan even said, I wish I could wear different color shorts. You got to be the team and all things in unity. And, yeah, wide receivers are wide receivers, man. It's what it is. And I know somebody listening is like, well, didn't Debo do a lot of the same stuff? Debo got voted a team captain by the players. Somebody did not get voted a team captain. Somebody hasn't been voted a team captain. Maybe he will, and that would make me the happiest person in the world for Brandon Ayuk to win the respect of the other players in the locker room and to be voted a team captain. That would be, that would just be amazing. Amazing. Anyway, that's what it is. Now, let's talk defense, baby. Let's go Patriots defense versus the 49ers offense. And let's kind of break down their ranks and what all these different things are. And shoot, let's just keep going back to Brock Purdy. I feel like he's getting pretty good. Always the coach speak, always the political, you know, answer as far as just right things to say at the right times. Here's what he said about the Patriots defense.
I think they've been running this type of defense for a long time, obviously going back to like Belichick and everything. And so these guys like know the scheme really well. And, you know, their leverages and forcing the ball to go in certain spots. You know, I don't I don't think, you know, it's easy as a quarterback when you drop back, and they can do a lot of different things too. And but they make you be smart as a quarterback, go through progressions and be accurate. It's that kind of game. And so the guys up front are going to bring it, and then the guys in the secondary are all tied together, and they play tight, really good coverage, if you ask me, and it's sound. So that's the challenge this week. But more than anything, we just got to focus on what our scheme is and what we're trying to do, and take what the defense gives us.
That's huge. This is the most take what they give you game ever. You don't have to put up a lot of points to win this game. Obviously, you want to, but just don't make mistakes. That's the whole idea, right? Now, let's go through their ranks. Patriots defense out of 32 teams. They're 10th in points, pretty solid. 19th in yards, bend but don't break. That's always kind of been what they are. 25th in turnovers. They've only forced two turnovers. 19th in first down, slightly below average. They have zero interceptions. They haven't got one interception yet this year. 5th in rush yards. That's the kind of look. That's the strength of both teams. 49ers running the ball, Patriots defense stopping the ball. Which one's going to give? Which one's going to give? 5th in yards per rush. Again, they're good at it. But 29th in third downs. They give up a lot of third downs, just like our 49ers defense. Not as many as us. We're the worst. I think we're 31st. Ah, dang it. I should have had that answer before I started talking, but if I'm going to talk trash about us, I want to be right. Where are we on third downs? Oh, we're tied 30th? No, they're 29th, we're 30th. We are worse than them. I was correct. Boom, ipso facto, nailed it. Should start a podcast. All right. So they're 29th in third downs allowed. We're 30th. Long sustained drives, baby. That's what we should be seeing. Now, they do have some studs. Keon White is probably my favorite player on their team currently. Christian Barmore is their best player. He's out. He's not playing. Defensive end from Georgia Tech. He was teammates with Jordan Mason, actually. He's a stud. He's the 8th highest ranked defensive end with an 85.3 grade on PFF. He's everywhere. They move him around. He's kind of an all-purpose guy. They've got situational pass rushers like Josh Uche, a lot of different guys that they just rotate through that are just kind of like, I'm just a run D end. Oh, I'm just a pass rusher off the edge in this 3-4 scheme, whatever else. But Keon White's the guy, number 99. You'll see him out there. They have three good corners, not one, not two, but three good cornerbacks. Christian Gonzalez is their best. Jonathan Jones, who's kind of banged up, but I expect him to go. And Marcus Jones, who I really, really liked. This is the New England way. You know, if Belichick was still the head coach, they would double Brandon Ayuk, and then they would put Christian Gonzalez on Deebo Samuel. That's what they would do back in the old days. Now, Jared Mayo, he likes to have Christian Gonzalez pretty much shadow the ex-wide receiver, who is Brandon Ayuk. I don't think he's our best wide receiver, but I think that's kind of what they're going to do. I do not expect a big Ayuk game. I don't. Until he puts something up. Ayuk has been so bad versus man coverage, and they play a lot of man. They play a lot of man, and I just don't expect that to change. I think Juwan Jennings continues his kind of whatever. He's not going all world or whatever. I have my Juwan Jennings projection later. That's like 5 pages down, so we'll get to that. Now, players to exploit on this defense. There are a lot. Linebackers and defensive tackles. They play sound, but they're not great. Their linebackers, Raekwon McMillan, 72nd versus the run out of 74 linebackers. Not good. The other starting linebacker, Tavai, Jelani Tavai, what's a cool name, 52nd in coverage out of 75 linebackers. So they've got kind of this run plugger. They've got one guy that can cover kind of. Both their starting linebackers are out. Juwan Bentley and Taki Taki would be their two starters. How many times can I say that guy's name? Because it's freaking awesome. I'm coming at this with John Chapman. This guy's name's Taki Taki. Are you kidding me? Now, speaking of cool names, defensive tackles, Devon Gacho and Daniel Ukule, neither one of them are supposed to be starting. So both their defensive tackles, like we are upset about our guys being out. They've got their top two linebackers, their top two defensive tackles are out. We're missing Hargrave, we're missing Greenlaw, but you see the difference? Like, not saying we have it worse or better. I'm just saying this is the NFL at this point. And their scheme, what they do, probably the most multiple team in the NFL, not named Brian Flores. But you got to look at where Brian Flores came from. He's the Patriots tree. These guys were around together. Jared Mayo was coached by Brian Flores. The impact is there. And this is the closest defense to Brian Flores, which the 49ers have beyond struggled with. However, it's not Brian Flores. Brian Flores is one of one. One of one. This defense looks like it without the excitement, without the flavoring. It's just not there. Coverages, they do cover one, cover two, a little bit of cover three sprinkled in. They run cover two the most in the NFL. Hard to beat those teams over the top. They're a shell defense. That's what they do. The middle of the field's going to be open. Guess what Shanahan and Purdy do? There you go. That's just what it is. They blitz a lot. A lot of fire zones, a lot of overload blitzes, trying to confuse movement before the line. Everybody's moving. They blitzed the Jets 16 times, Seattle 24, Cincinnati 9. I would expect 15 to 18 blitzes if I had to guess. I think that's going to be their game plan. Now, the biggest issue that they've had, quarterback runs. Not designed quarterback run zone read stuff. No, no, no. Quarterback scrambling because their coverage is so good. Rodgers went 3 for 18, and he's 41 coming off an Achilles. Geno Smith, he 5 positive quarterback scrambles. And then who's their other quarterback they played? Had 4 for 15. I don't know how that got deleted. Now I'm angry. I got to look it up. I know who it is. Oh, it was Bo Nix, right? Yeah. Was it Bo Nix? No, Joe Burrow. Sorry. Joe Burrow had 15 yards rushing against him. And, yeah, Brock Purdy could run. He had 10 rushes last week. Shouldn't have that many rushes this week, obviously. But, man, I am pound. My favorite bet of the week is the Brock Purdy over on rush yards, which we've been paid in 3 straight weeks, and they still have not adjusted his over-under.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com. Sign up. Join the community. And plus, we got a 7-day free trial. So.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
What's up, my man, Carlos Mendez? Dude, can't wait to hang out again, my friend. He says, let's go Niners. John, do we expect Debo to play? I do. No inside information. That's just what I feel. I think everybody's just like all hands on deck. We got to stop this bleeding. It's different if the 49ers were coming off a loss and you can rest your players. You're 1-2. Sense of urgency is now. So whenever you're kind of in that, maybe we should rest it. Maybe we shouldn't. No, we should not. It's get all hands on deck. Is that a gamble? Yes, it is. But this is the NFL. Got to get out there. Debo's a captain. I ain't going to let this ship go down on the sideline. That's just who I am. I'm not wearing red shorts. I couldn't help myself. Couldn't help it. Couldn't help it. That's a joke. Sometimes I just want to say things to make people mad. I hope that didn't make you mad. That's not my goal here, but it was funny. If you chuckled, then goal achieved. If you're mad now, that's okay. I always used to tell my students and my players, I tell my kids this too. Man, some people just want to be mad. And so, look, there's some people that no matter what you do, you will never make them happy. So if you try to go out there and please them and make them happy, and you fail over and over again, just maybe give them a reason to be mad once in a while. It's okay. That's okay. Yeah, I got a chuckle out of RTP. Thank you, man. Tommy, did you order the code red? I love it. Oh, look at this. Celebrity in the house. Miho, good friend. Appreciate you. Thank you for the super chat. Go Niners. Go John. What do you think about the safety and the corners? So for two parts, the safeties and corners for the Patriots strengthen their team. They have the two most athletic safeties probably in the NFL, and Kyle Duggar and Jabril Peppers, highly athletic, super freak. Like, they are the opposite. The 49ers go after instincts. Patriots go after prototypes. They go after height, weight, speed, 40, right? Two different things. I'm not sure if Talanoa Hufanga is going to play. That scares me. That does scare me, because if Hufanga doesn't play, he rolled his ankle in practice. He did not practice yesterday. Gosh, I really hope he plays, because I think they're going to go with Malik Mustafa, and that is terrifying. If you've watched our film breakdowns, he has been awful every single play that he's played this year. I love Malik Mustafa, and I think his future is so bright. He can't diagnose plays yet, and his tackling angles are the worst angles I've ever seen of a safety ever. Now, we didn't see that in tape growing up, and I love this rookie. He's my favorite draft pick we had, and I think he's going to be awesome. He just ain't ready. So I am terrified if Six goes out there and starts this week. I would go with Odom. I don't think they will. Malik was getting rotated in last week twice at the goal line. Didn't work out either time. Gave up a touchdown once. That's what it is. Now, our corners, I don't know what's going to happen with Charvarius Ward. I hope him and his family are okay. He's got a personal issue. He was gone. But he's been the worst corner we've had in a long time. Three consecutive games being terrible versus the run. Three consecutive games being terrible in coverage. Zone or man, doesn't matter. He's just not playing well. This is the type of game for him to have a rebound game. So Demo is all world. He's playing at a Pro Bowl level. He's great. Yadam, close but no cigar, right? Like, he's always close, never making plays. He's very good against the run, though. It's an issue. It's really a battle of strength versus weakness. Jair Brown hasn't been good. Week three was his best game. Those two pass breakups were big. He was late on both of them. Anyway. Yeah, it's rough. Miho, appreciate you. Thank you so much for the super chat. You are awesome. talking about people in here all talking about red things. I love it, man. Yeah. We're talking Mountain Dew code red in the chat. I love it. The official drink of West Virginia. Now, what's up, Alejandro? Appreciate it. Glad to see you, man. Glad to see you. Now, let's talk Patriots offense. And this is where things get pretty lopsided. It's terrible. Right. I wish I had like a Charles Barkley drop. Terrible. Terrible. Right. Like, it's so bad. 31st out of 32 teams in points scored. Awful. 32nd out of 32nd teams, dead last in yards allowed. They do protect the ball. They've only had one turnover in all three games. That's tied for second. No interceptions, one fumble loss. That's it. 29th in first downs. They can't sustain drives. 32nd pass yards. No explosive plays. They have completed zero passes over 20 yards in three games. What have the Niners been destroyed at? Deep balls, right? Justin Jefferson going deep. Naylor torching us deep. You got their tight end torching Campbell and man coverage deep. Pass interference. You got Ward getting torched deep. Like, terrible. You got Isaac Yiadom getting beat deep for pass interference. Like, that's not who this team is. Now, Jacoby Brissett can throw a very good deep ball, but they haven't asked him really to do that. A big reason why is their wide receivers aren't very good, and their offensive line is really bad. They have one wide receiver, however, that is faster than any wide receiver we've seen all year long, and that terrifies me. That is number 11, Tyquan Thornton, who has not been a good pro out of Baylor. But if I've watched our tape, I guarantee you Alex Van Pelt has watched our defensive tape as well. He said, Tyquan, come to my office. We are calling a whole package of plays for you. Get ready, because you're running go route, go route, go route, go route. and we're going to torch these guys or get a pass interference call. So whatever, number 11's in the game, Tyquan Thornton, he's not even their starting wide receiver. He's not even the starting wide receiver in three wide receiver sets. But I guarantee, neither was Tutu Atwell, by the way. That's going to be an issue this week. I'm just telling y'all, that's going to be there. Oh, look at this. Observe. Says, y'all better hit that like button, show John Chapman some love. Love that. you guys are the best. You guys are the best. Now, keep going through these ranks, okay? Let's see here. 31st in rush attempts. 31st in pass yards per attempt. Not good. 8th in rush yards. Now, that is key. They can run the ball. They can run the ball well. They can run the ball really well. 23rd in third downs. 1st in fourth downs. They've gone 3-for-3 on fourth down conversions, but 28th in the red zone. They can't score touchdowns. Players to watch out for. Their center, David Andrews, used to be a guy. 5 straight years of declining play. He's 27th ranked center. Kind of just holding on. They paid him a lot of money. The experience and whatever else. It's what it is. Ramondre Stevenson has been awesome. He's got, listen to these stats. This is their starting running back. 15 missed tackles forced, 7 10-plus yard rush attempts. That's incredible. But 3 fumbles. He's not protected the ball. Now, you compare that, Jordan Mason, who I think is one of the best running backs in the NFL, have thought that for a long time, have stated that several times for several years. Jordan Mason, 19 missed tackles forced, 9 10-plus yard carries. He's better in both categories. And so, like, for the people that are like, oh, anybody can play running back in Shanahan's scheme, 19 missed tackles forced? Not anybody could do that. Not everybody could do that. Players to exploit, Jacoby Brissett, their quarterback. He's good, and I think it's smart that they're rolling with him over Drake May right now. But he's not efficient anymore. He's got a negative 4.9 EPA, which is 28th in the NFL. Brock's number one with a positive 36.6. That's unbelievable. One of the highest ever. No top-tier wide receivers at all. We talked about that. They dink and duck. It's a very vanilla offense. No real playmakers. They're in 11 personnel and 12 personnel. Now, again, tendency breaker. You watch the 49ers play defense, you're going to come out in 12 personnel. We're going to see way more. They're in 12 personnel 20% of the time so far this season. They're going to be in it a lot more. Why? Because DFF's out there. By far the worst defensive player we have on the team. By far the worst special teams player we have on the team through this season. Not even close. But teams change their personnel packages against us because they know when 45's out there, you know what you got to do. You go right at 45. And we used to say, like, oh, he could cover well. That's his saving grace. He's not even doing that anymore. So, yeah, I wish there was a prop bet. What percentage of plays will the Patriots be in 12 personnel? I'd say they're on 20%. Usually I'd say 30% easy. That's just an easy one. Yeah, so that's what that is. Tendencies, they run it from under center on first down more than any team in the NFL. 50% of the time. It's very, very, Alex Van Pelt is so easy to recognize what he's doing. 22% play action, but not on first down. 9% screen plays, should be a lot more. They might be one of the better screen teams in the NFL. That scares me. Love the middle of the field to tight ends and running backs. Jacoby checks down a lot. I wish Brock would check down more. I really do. I really, really do. Now, 49ers defense. Here's my favorite matchups of the game. This is my favorite part of this whole show. The 49ers, they're on defense. The biggest strength or the biggest lopsided anything is when Diamador Lenore is covering anybody, whether he's outside, nickel, whatever. Number two versus any player they got, that is the biggest advantage the 49ers have right now. That's crazy. That's how good Diamador Lenore has been playing. He's been unbelievable. Them running up the middle. I am terrified. Malik Collins, you know, he was our number one rated defender on PFF. That dude was turned backwards against, you know, duo 4 times. Run up the middle is going to be a problem, especially if we're at a 4-3. Here's what's crazy. We're better against the run in our nickel package with Demo sliding inside than we are in our 4-3 package with Demo outside and bringing in an extra linebacker that's DFF. Isn't that weird? That's not how it's supposed to be. Anyway, that's what we do. So runs up the middle. That scares me. Tyquan Thornton versus any of our corners not named Demo. That scares me. Now the blue on blue, blue chip player for each one, Ramondre Stevenson versus Fred Warner. And their best player versus our best player, it's not close. Now we'll see. Fred Warner did not have his best game. First two games was defensive player of the year worthy. One of them was in a losing effort. His best game of ever. We lost. I'm still pissed about that. But Fred's going to play Fred ball. I would be scared if I was Ramondre Stevenson. Not because of pain or injury. That's not what I'm talking about at all. It's just Fred after a bad game, which doesn't happen very often. He's been pretty stellar since he showed up day one. I'm just telling you, Fred Warner's going to have a game. Fred Warner is going to have a game. I'm telling you, he's going to be awesome. Now, flip the script. Let's talk. While we're talking about this right here, Tommy says, John, can we please bitch Campbell? Here's what's crazy. Campbell is not bad. He just can't play man coverage. Our defensive coordinator is a moron and has put him in man coverage on third and long time after time after time. On two of the plays we got sacks, Campbell was blitzing. Worked effectively. Campbell versus the run's not terrible. Campbell and zone drops, not terrible. And yeah, Devondre Campbell versus man coverage, god awful. Why the hell you put him in there? Why are you putting him in man coverage? So yeah, I get it. Man coverage, and he looks bad on tape, and that huge penalty, all those things. That was the worst defensive play call I've ever seen in my entire life. Third and long, game on the line. You telegraph that your worst coverage player is manned up with their number one tight end. Like, Matt Stafford and Sean McVay were belly laughing at that defensive play call. You telegraph that from the huddle? Like, oh my gosh, with no safety help over the top? It was the dumbest play call I've ever seen defensively. Like, I was just like, no way is he doing this. No way is he doing this. And he transitioned to cover one. Oh my gosh. And we didn't blitz. Just like, it was the biggest embarrassment I've ever seen in my life. So Campbell deserves some of the blame. You got to execute. No doubt about it. Oh, geez, man. So Campbell's an issue. No doubt. Man coverage, major issue. Stop doing it to him. What are you doing? Like, you know you can't do something. It's like the scorpion and the frog, right? Like, why'd you sting me? Now we're both going to die. If you don't know the story, I'm abbreviating quickly. He's like, duh, because I'm a scorpion. Don't put him in main coverage, moron. I shouldn't be calling him a moron. But it's just like, I'm serious. They literally, the Rams had a meeting and laughed their asses off by the play call with the game on the line, third and long, fourth quarter, cost us the game. Laughed their asses off at Nick Sorensen. Back-to-back weeks in the second half, that dude's been taken to the woodshed. Kevin O'Connell embarrassed him on a national scale. And then McVay in the second half just put it on a clinic on that dude. Good news is we got Alex Van Pelt this week. Terrible play caller. I do not expect the same. But if you get taken advantage of by Jacoby Brissett and Alex Van Pelt, it's no longer a hot seat. It's no longer a hot seat. It's inevitable, my friends. It's gone. So anyway, I digress. Sorry, I didn't mean to go on that negative rant. God, that was the worst play call I've ever seen in my life. Third and long, and you telegraphed that crap. Anyway, all right. 49ers offense, when we're out there, our number one matchup is Brock Purdy, our quarterback, who's been red hot. Red hot. Man, that Hansel, he's so hot right now. Against their linebackers, they're not coverage guys. They're really, really not. And so can you manipulate that, take advantage of that? That's going to be huge. Them, Keon White versus McKivitz, please, for the love of all is holy, chip for McKivitz in obvious pass rushing situations, especially empty sets. If you got a running back there, cool. If you got an inline tight end, cool. Or if you're in an empty set, chip to Colton McKivitz's side. It's so simple. Everybody does it to Bosa and it works. Everybody does it. So, like, come on, man. Keon White versus McKivitz scares me. And to be honest with you, Ayuk versus Gonzalez. I really hope that Brandon Ayuk is tired of what's going on. And we know he pays attention to social media. Good Lord, you pay attention this offseason. He's even scripted videos. He needs to go out there and have a game. Do I think he will? I don't. I'm not betting for him. I don't think he will. Even with Debo back, I don't think he will. Because Christian Gonzalez is better than he is. I think that. I truly do believe that. If I was them, I'd play a lot of man coverage, and I'd just allow Christian Gonzalez to follow him because Ayuk has not beaten man coverage this year. He hasn't. He just hasn't. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I hope he balls out, but I think that's a huge matchup in their favor. Blue on blue. Oh, I love this. I'm going Christian Gonzalez, and I hope this happens. On some plays, guards Juwan Jennings, because that is the matchup. Christian Gonzalez, whenever you look at him at Oregon or even before he transferred from Colorado, damn good player. But he's a finesse corner. He's not mean. He's not physical. He is just Velcro. Juwan Jennings don't give a damn about that. And now, like, Juwan Jennings isn't body catching and letting the ball. Juwan Jennings is going to attack the ball. I really, really hope that they try to put Christian Gonzalez on Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings will eat that dude's lunch because he is just, he's a dog. He's mean as hell, and he will bully the heck out of this soft corner. Now, sad thing is, I do think Christian Gonzalez is the perfect type corner to take away a Brandon Ayuk. So we'll see there. We'll see what that looks like. Yeah, I see the comments. They did talk about how Spencer Burford is getting some reps at right tackle. That's wonderful news. Do not think that they are going to bench Colton McKivitz. If that transition takes place, it's probably going to be at the bye week if it did. But I do like that he's getting there. Snaps over there. I like that a lot. Couple interesting connections. Hasty, he's now the New England's third down back. Kendrick Bourne, he's on IR. He's not playing this week, but he's there. Keon White, Jordan Mason at Georgia Tech. Austin Hooper, Stanford guy. Plus, he had his best season with Shanahan, not here at the 49ers, obviously. Joey Sly, the Buff kicker. You remember we had him for a couple weeks in 2021. He's their kicker. And their running back coach, Taylor Embry, right? Y'all remember him? He was our quality control coach when Shanahan first showed up. And John Embry's son. Whenever he took away John Embry's head coaching or assistant head coaching title, and Embry left, so did his son leave, all that stuff. Hashtag nepotism baby. We'll never go a show without that would happen. And he's not the only nepotism baby in this game. You also got Brian Belichick. Yeah, we know who Brian Belichick is. He's one of the sons. He's the safety coach of Bill Belichick. And my favorite part, like I go through each team's coaching staff report that the team puts out there, and everybody puts their personal information up there or whatever. Like you click on John or Taylor Embry, and it's like, oh, son of famous John Embry. And every single coach on there has their parents listed. Not Brian Belichick, baby. No, because he earned that job on his own. Come on, man. At least recognize why you're there, right? At least recognize. Hey, maybe he's the best coach ever. I'm not saying he didn't deserve the job, but that's kind of weird. Like, you take all mentions of Bill Belichick off your, whether that's him or Robert Kraft or whomever. It's just weird. That's all I'm saying. Just weird. Whatever. Take that for whatever you will. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks that's funny or ironic. Like, really? Really? You're not going to mention your dad on there? Everybody else did. I wonder if that was Kraft or if that was him, but it makes no difference. It's what it is. Now, if you're going to bet this week, man, I'm going to tell you my bet of the week right after this.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100. All the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out. Trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, Make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right, I'm going to be posting my bets of the week, my early bets of the week. MyBookie, because Debo, you know, is not officially out, like so many of the 49ers props are not up there because they don't know what to do with the rushing and the passing targets and the pass, all that different stuff. And shout out to my man, Josh, executive producer of today's show. He says, maybe I missed it. You think Debo's playing? I do think he is playing. I do think that he is playing. Now, maybe he's a little bit of a decoy. I don't know. They've got the extra spots. You know, they could definitely have him suit up, run one or two jet sweeps, and that's it. We've seen him do the decoy thing in the past. Very possible. I do expect him to play. So I'm going to post my bets now, right after this show, on the 49ersrush.com, Jerry Rice tier and above, and our Patreon, Jerry Rice tier and above. We post our bets every week. We won last week. This week, currently, I have a lot fewer bets, but I've got a lot more highly probable bets. I'm betting more this week. So my favorite bet, I'm not going to tell you my favorite bet. If you want my favorite bet, you got to go over there. That's how I feed my family. But my second favorite bet is Jacoby Brissett under 25 and a half pass attempts. Under. It's basically an even money bet. Bet five to win five type of a thing. The only time he's gone over 25 and a half pass attempts was when they went into overtime, and he barely did it then. Also, I think the only way that the Patriots can win this game is if they establish the run and stay with the run, which is a possibility. So even if the Patriots do, their game script works according to plan, they're going to be running the ball like crazy. We already talked about how bad they are on third down, so I don't see a lot of sustained drives. But if it goes the opposite way, like Vegas says, and it's the largest spread of this week, I think we're going to see Derek May get some quarterbacks snaps, just like we did against the Jets. So whether the Patriots win, I don't expect them to throw a lot, or the Patriots get blown out. They might throw a lot, but I don't think it's going to be Jacoby Brissett. So Jacoby Brissett under 25 and a half pass attempts. That's the gimme I'm going to give you, but I have a much, much better. I put a lot of money on this one, so we'll see. Probably means it won't happen, but that's okay. Never bet what you can't afford to lose. It's entertainment. It's what it is. Please, if you have a gambling addiction, stay the hell away from that stuff. Don't mess with it. Don't matter what you're addicted to, stay away. I've seen gambling go bad. But for people that can handle it, increases the fun and all those things. And again, I bet like 5, 10, 20 bucks. Don't bet too much, but you do you. You do you. Now, let's go to my predictions. On defense, I don't expect Nick Sorensen to call a perfect game. I don't expect under Nick Sorensen to ever have a top five defense, not with this defensive roster. It's weird how expectations change in 3 weeks. I mean, you got to go with the girl you brought to the dance right now. And sorry, she's not a looker. The injury's not helping, all those things. But like, we are not a good defensive team. And you know, if you watched our breakdown on Patreon and the40hoursrush.com, especially that second half defensive breakdown, I said a lot of curse words. Probably one of the worst defensive halves I've ever seen called or executed. So I'm not looking for perfection. I'm not looking for a 2019, 2022, 2023 defense. That's not happening. I am expecting improvement. I do think the 49ers defense will improve. It has to. And again, you're playing Alex Van Pelt with a terrible offense, with a terrible offensive line, and maybe the worst wide receiving core in the NFL. You're not going against Sean McVay and Matt Stafford. You're not going against KOC and Justin Jefferson, who both took your lunch. They literally took you to the woodshed both second halves. So as long as the 49ers do what the 49ers do, stay in zone on third and long, buddy. It's simple. You're allowed to blitz. Blitz more than you're blitzing. You're the lowest blitzer in the NFL. Don't call. Don't run cover one man and not blitz. It's so simple. Throw that page out of your playbook. If you're going to blitz and play man, that's cool. Guess what? Blitz Devondre Campbell. Problem solved. You have the best coverage linebacker in NFL history in Fred Warner. Maybe just maybe, put him in coverage because he's the best coverage linebacker in NFL history. Ugh, I'm not mad. I'm just trying to be forthright. All right. Now, Warner is going to kill people. 10-plus tackles, one pass deflection, one forced fumble. I'm not predicting the sack because he shouldn't be blitzing. He should be in coverage. And I'm not predicting an interception because they don't put the ball in jeopardy that much. But I do think a pass breakup. 10 tackles, pass breakup, forced fumble. Bosa continues being double, triple teamed. They've shown that on tape. Other people that they played, I expect that to continue. Somebody's going to step up. My guess, I'm giving you two choices. Kevin Givens. I love Kevin Givens. I love Kevin Givens. 90, baby. He's been on this team since 2019. Undrafted free agent. Fought his way through the streets. And now he might get his first start. Kevin Givens, 90. I want to see it out there. Or Yetur Gross-Matos should be getting more snaps as well. Sam O should be the guy. But I'm not sure the Niners will do right by him. I think the 49ers hold the Patriots to less than 75 yards rushing, which would be our second best this year. We held the Jets to 68. Last 2 weeks, 98 or above. Anyway, I think we do better. I don't think it's great. Not looking for a dominant top five defensive performance. Just improvement. Just improvement, buddy. You can do this, Sorensen. We believe in you. We believe that you exist. We believe in you. I'm going to stay with it. We just blanket statement. Believe in you. You're going to grow. You're going to be one of the greatest defensive coordinators to ever exist. I don't believe that. Ah, man, I hope so. All right. 49ers offense. Predictions. Kittle being back changes everything. Changes everything. Saubert was great in, you know, step up and play that role. His run blocking was terrible. Pass blocking was good. Pass routes were good. Not Kittle good. Having Kittle back changes everything. Jordan Mason, you basically add almost a yard to every single carry he gets. Jordan Mason going to have a game, baby. Juwan, I think he returns to earth, but whether Debo plays or not, I do think Debo plays. Go back there. But I think he has a good game. I think 5 catches, 46 yards. I'm not betting him to cover much. And to be honest with you, my bookie right now doesn't have those up because they don't know what to do with Debo. They really, really don't. I think Debo's going to play. If you think Debo's out, you better bet all you got to get on Juwan Jennings. Because if Christian Gonzalez is traveling and Debo's not playing, whew. Yeah, Juwan Jennings, probably 7 catches, 80 yards is what you should be expecting. But I think he's going to play. Mason and Purdy, I think they're going to continue to be our best offensive players. Mason, I've got 21 rush attempts. That's over their projected. 108 yards, 1 touchdown. Brock Purdy, 245 yards, 2 touchdowns. You can tell just by adding those up, I think the 49ers are going to score some points. I think it's going to be a boring first half, but the 49ers come out on top, and we see a little bit of Drake May late. I got the 49ers winning and covering the spread, but I am not betting the spread because I am not sure if Trent Williams is playing. I'm not sure if Brock Purdy is playing. I'm not sure if Trent Williams or Debo. Brock Purdy is playing 100%. And I'm not sure if Talanoa Hufanga are playing. That's too many variables with the spread. I don't like those things. If I knew those, it'd be a little bit different. But this has been an absolute blast. I love you guys, gals, everybody listed. Y'all are the best. I think the Niners right the ship. If they don't, I said this last week too, it's cause for major concern. The good news is this is the least important game on our schedule. It's not a division game. It's not an NFC game. Doesn't affect the playoffs with tiebreakers or anything like that. But 1-3 is not where you want to be. 2-2, let's see what we could do. I rhymed there, and I hate myself for it. But you guys are awesome, and we'll be live right after the game. I'll be staying home for this one. I haven't been home for a football game in a long time. So I'm going to be staying home for this one with the fam, and we'll be going live as soon as it's over for therapy or celebration. I think it's going to be a celebration, but we'll be here anyway. Appreciate y'all. No matter what happens, have fun. Remember, being a fan's fun. Enjoy the time. I know it's frustrating. Frustration's okay. Hate's not. You guys are the best. Till next time. Stay strong, faithful.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.